Revolution. Well, you know.
Hello, Wisconsin. I feel like it's the that 70s show, you know? That was like a big source of pride for all of us here in the Badger State. Hello, Wisconsin! So you are listening to The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker here on the Civic Media Network. I am so excited to bring this week's guest because it's Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. She commentator extraordinaire. She's on all the socials. She's a jury consultant, attorney, contributor. She's been on CNN, Newsmax, Fox News, in the Lion's Den, News Nation. And so I saw you first. I think it was one of the videos that was dealing with immigration and some of the ICE stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And like I thought, I'm like, oh, this, she's awesome. You know,
thank
stuff.
You so much. Yeah.
So how did you get to start doing all of this?
So that is a little bit of a long story because
we're here for it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that because like we were saying before, usually when I talk, I get 90 seconds and no more than that. So I'm very happy to be able to explain what I think. So thank you for the opportunity to do that. So I'm a lawyer. And when I was in law school, I studied child welfare and I wanted to do policy. Like I work for DFACS in the Office of the Child Advocate, which is like the Child Protective Services. And that's what I wanted to do was like do policy within a state or federal policy on child welfare stuff. And then I ended up needing to take care of some family financially. And so I got a job doing what I knew how to do, litigating, because that's what my dad did growing up. And so once I got married and got settled down, I knew that I wanted to make a change, but I didn't know how to do it or what to do. And so it started off actually as sort of shifting into jury consulting. So my husband is 20 years older than me, but he's a lawyer too. And he's been doing this 20 years longer than me. And we were picking a jury together one day and he said, let me see your notes. So I showed it to him and he said, these are the same as mine. And I've been doing this 20 years longer than you. You should do this for a living. So I did. So I really got to understand human nature and human choice theory and demographics, and that sort of eased its way into politics because I was volunteering for my local state senator and they needed a speechwriter for their next legislative session. So I started doing that.
Wow.
And I loved that. I liked the tight deadlines and I liked doing the research on all the specific issues because you have to know how you feel really strongly in order to be able to write for somebody else so that you can separate out the two. And I'm also a drummer. So
shut up.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So am I. Yes.
That's awesome. I got that vibe actually earlier. But because when you're a drummer and a speechwriter, it makes sense because you're catching somebody else's rhythm when they're speaking. Yep. So you can catch their cadence. And so that really helped too. So all of that ended up being sort of like learning persuasion, you know, like whether it's a closing argument or a speech or whatever, it's still trying to get people to choose your side. And then around that time, the Trump trial here with Fani Willis started up and a local news network, it was national, but it was local to here, called Scripps News, had called me their jury consultant commentator. And I loved it. I loved teaching people stuff about human nature. And then I wanted to get more involved in politics because I really didn't like what I was seeing. And I started just moving down that pathway. And I had a friend who was, in another life was a news anchor. So she hooked me up with as many people as she could. And then it sort of just all went from there.
Yeah. And you kind of blew up. I mean, you have crap ton of followers. We're talking with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. And I think, you know, it's interesting from the lawyer standpoint and seeing politics, you know, on this show. So I used to be the chairman of the Brown County Republican Party.
Oh, okay.
And I left the party because they're crazy. I was someone who was a fiscal conservative with a social conscience. I think that government should not spend more than it has. And I think that if two men want to get married, then they should absolutely do that. And I thought that there was a place for me in the Republican Party. And it turns out there's not, you know. I think when it comes to politics today, it's fact is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a lawyer, you deal so much in what's true and what's not.
Yes.
Where is that today?
Yeah. So that makes me crazy. So my stepdad and I are really close, and he was a doctor. And so I was talking to him about it one day, and I was saying, you know, like, no matter how many facts I show a MAGA person, a Trump supporter, it doesn't matter. They still won't listen to me. And he said, it's like a smoker. It's like when I show someone all these facts about smoking, it's not going to change their perspective on it. And it's interesting because addiction and identity seem to have similar fundamentals, right? Because people have wrapped their identity up in MAGA. And so, yes. And so they're, you know, if you want to try to undo that, facts is a really difficult way to get through to somebody's heart that way. And once it's sort of, you know, meshed into your identity, whatever your political beliefs are, then if someone presents you with a fact that contradicts what you think and what you believe to be true in your heart and what everyone around you believes to be true, it requires an unraveling, because you have to go, well, what did I believe before? What else isn't true? And so the brain is actually programmed to reject that information that's making you uncomfortable. Like, that's the cognitive dissonance process. And so they reject that information that's making you feel uncomfortable. And then, weirdly enough, the reward center of your brain is triggered. So your brain is literally wired to reject facts if it makes you question your identity. So that is a really, really difficult piece here. So the success that I've had in talking to Republicans and MAGA people has not been necessarily with presenting facts. If I want to do a mic drop, I'm going with the facts, because the facts are on your side. Like, if in the law or in at trial, they say, if the law's on your side, argue the law. If the facts are on your side, argue the facts, right? In this case, both are on our sides. Because what's happening and what should be happening are, you know, both in our favor, or on the Democrats' favor. The problem is, what we're dealing with is an emotional issue. And actually, people think that that's like a totally separate thing, but it actually is underlying every political decision, and really gut level decision making in general, because it's emotional. So the facts thing is one that is constantly frustrating to me. And if I'm working with somebody who I find to be disingenuous on the other side, which isn't very often, like, I will drop the facts on them in a way that they can't fight back. But if it's a true believer, like if it's somebody who truly and honestly believes what they're saying, I'm not going to do that. We're going to have an honest discussion about what they think and how they feel, so that I can get to the piece where they're forced to go, okay, then actually what's happening doesn't coincide with what I believe.
Yeah, we're talking with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. One of the things that's interesting is, you know, I kind of back in the day, I said that Barack Obama was so successful because, in part, he made voting really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said about Donald Trump is he made voting who they are.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean? And so it's
absolutely.
Like, and I don't know how that changes. Like, who is Republican Party? They have sucked so closely with that guy. I don't know what happens next, because we've seen that every time that Trump is not on the ballot, Republicans struggle.
They do. And it's hard because the Democrats focused on the wrong people when they tried to get Kamala to win, because they thought that they'd be able to bring out that one third of Americans who don't vote. One third of Americans that usually doesn't vote was broken into when Obama became president. And that would be like the new generation that just become voters and people of color. And that's actually the strategy now that Jasmine Crockett is having. And I don't want them to go down that rabbit hole again, because if you do, you're discounting the fact that the reason why these folks came out was because they were inspired, right? Just like with Trump, even though I think that it was built on a foundation of lies. They were inspired to go do that. And if what you're going to do is try to scare people into voting, these people already don't believe that their vote matters. So if you are telling them, like, you better go do this or something bad's going to happen, that's not going to motivate them, because they already think it's like what they do doesn't matter. You're going to have to inspire them to go out and see a future where their life is easier. And until you do that, you're going to have to focus on the swing voters, because the swing voters are the ones who are already going to come out. And
are they available?
Like, that's
it's so narrow.
So if they're a lot more available than people realize.
Really?
So people think that swing voters vote based on kitchen table issues. And I think that's false.
Okay.
I think swing voters, if they did vote on kitchen table issues, then they would know who to choose, because each side deals with those issues totally differently, right? They have a completely different plan on each side for those things. So it would be easy to choose which candidate they wanted to vote for if that were the case. What I think they really don't understand is who to trust, who they can trust.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, if they are put in a position where they hear from both candidates and they still don't know who to vote for, like they've heard their proposals, it's because they don't know who they can trust to do the right thing when nobody's watching.
You know, that's freaking fascinating, because in any conversation that I've had with, you know, candidates now that I've been helping out, and I've it's such an easy argument if you're going up against a Republican, in my opinion, right? And it's he's hurting you and I'm going to stop it.
Right.
And like, I mean, cause there's so many different ways to skin a cat. There's, and both sides, they're going, you know, oh my God, I could go.
It is
because, you know, Republicans will run on things like, oh, we support our veterans, and oh, we want to be good with tax dollars. Both sides want to do that. One side is like extreme and crazy, and the other side is really not. And they're trying to. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's frustrating.
I know. And the thing is, like, if I'm having an argument with a true believer, I can't, like, I have learned to tone down my language and to temper my feelings. Because it's really hard. That's hard. I couldn't do it in the beginning. Like, I practiced on TikTok for like 6 months before I did it on television, because it's really difficult, you know, and I have to learn certain words will trigger people, because if I want them to come to my side, I can't just walk away and be like, you're an idiot. You know, like, you know, I'll feel better. I'll feel like I will have expressed myself, but I'm not switching people. And I think that there are a lot of people who were actually swing voters. And some folks thought that, you know, if someone even considered voting for Donald Trump, if that was even an option for them, that they were lost to the Democratic Party, that wasn't even somebody we could consider. But there were a lot of people who were back and forth, way more than we estimated. And that should have been our topic all along.
Yeah, we're sitting here with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. We're going to talk about messaging here in the next segment. Stick around, because this is going to get good. It's already been good, but hey, this is going to be cool. So thank you so much for joining us, and we will be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mind is dead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow.